Weiter in Shasfir Mesechus of the Sarat of Samach Kimal, picking up on some bees and bees by the bottom of the page. Very last line, and we mentioned a Brisa, and now we're going to break it down. We said the Mishnah, what happens if someone gave to a Zona an animal as payment? We know someone called Esnan Zona. If you give it to her at the time of the actual act, then it can't be brought as a carbon, but if you gave it to her and you didn't do something, or you did something you did and then you gave it to her afterwards, in other words, it's only at a different time, then you can. Now, said the Brisa, when he's with her, beep, turn the page. Samach Gimel enough. Leichel Allah Isses Dan Lefreya. Why does this let it be that it's a retroactive shtickle over here? He gave it to her in order that he's going to be with her. So when he gives it to her, then he's with her. Then what happens is Rashi says, Sharei mitchilas, mitchila amenas bia nosilo. He gave it, you know, for bia. So therefore, it's a boom. It's a hit the answer then. Amar Belazar, kishakadma vikravitsu. We're talking about a case where she took that animal, brought it as a carbon, and then she was with him. Right, in that time, it didn't exist at the time of the actual tashmish. Therefore, there ain't no problems. Hey, Gidami, now what exactly is the case here? Idar malak kinilech me achshav, I want you to, this animal to be acquired from you immediately. Rashi says, kodem bia, pshita de mutter, for sure to be mutter. Dafakav damanas bia, yaviv elayt niyal, even if it's for the sake of bia, kevin de makme bia, yavis niyala, lav schar bia, who since she was already koned this like before, and it's not considered as charbia. So back in the Gemara, so we say, "Hey, chidam idam, or lekini lechem yachsha pshita the shor for sure it's going to be mutter." Deha less than b'shas bia, because at the time of bia, the animal is not there. Matana ba'alma hu deyayivla, and therefore it's a giver matana, and it's not considered esdan zona, and it can be brought as a carbon. V'i delo amar lekini lechem yachsha. He doesn't say he acquired from now. Heichi matzi makrova. Then how is she able to bring as a carbon? V'ish ki yaktish is beso kodesh abrachman. The pasuk says, if a man consecrates his house to be holy, which is teaching that whatever one is makdish must be similar to his house. Ma beso birshuso, just as his house is in his rishus af kol birshuso. So too, anything that he wants to be makdish has to be in his rishus. And since this guy didn't tell the Zona to acquire that animal from now, it couldn't become hers until they have Tashmish, which means that she was not even able to be Makdish it and bring us a carbon before then. So that's the Gemara. So now we got ourselves a problem. How can we talk about a case of where she was Makdish it before they had Tashmish? In that case, if he gave her the animal from now, then it's obvious that it's going to be mutter. And if he didn't give her from now, then she can't bring it as a carbon. Elazar must be said to her, ad shas bia. Let the animal remain with you until the time of bia, and then it's going to become yours. However, if you need it, if you have a need for it before then let it be from right now. Because he connected this matana with the act of Tashmish, it is not pashut that the animal is going to be mutter for the Mizbeach. But because he made this tanai that if necessary, she can acquire it before the Tashmish, she's able to be makdish it and bring it on the car on the Mizbeach even now. Says the Gemara. What did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar said that we're talking about the Brisa's case. The Zona offered the animals a carbon before they attached. It says the Gemara, "Bayi Rav Hoshaya Kadma Vigdashto Vihikdishasu Mao." What's going to be the case if she went ahead and she was makdish it to the Mizbeach before they attached, but didn't yet bring it when they had Tashmish? What's going to be the din then? It's still there. Kivin Amar. On the one hand, we have Siddh. It says, Amirasa Le Gavok, Amirasa Le Hedyot. This is a discussion that we have in Mesechus Kedusha and the Mishnah, that one's verbal declaration, Makdish something to the Kod for Gavoa, for Hashem, is as one's actual transfer to a private person. Command da'akrifte dabi, it's considered like it was already mukrav, was already given, and therefore it can't be considered as zonas, not a problem. Odilma hashtemiya hakai v'isirene, it's right here, it's right in front of you, and therefore it could be considered as zonas, and therefore it can't be brought up as a carbon. V'tifshot midrabi Elazar. Let's, what do you mean? Figure this out from what Rabbi Elazar says. The Amr Rabbi Elazar, Shekadma v'ikraftu. The Bryce is talking about a case where she did it before they actually attached mesh. Dafka ikraftu, which means only hikrivasu. Sorry, hikrivasu. Only when she actually brought it is it going to be good. Aval hiktishasu lo. But if she just macked the shit and she before attachments, then it wouldn't be valid for the Mizbeach because then it's going to go ahead and make it into Esten Zona from the time they have attachments. So what exactly is your question? Because you learn that from that. And for the Gemara, Derbi Elazar Gufe Kam Yibayla, he himself is actually asking, Mai, he's saying, what is the, what's Pshat? Like, what's the significance of the fact that he said that she already gave it before the attachments? Mivshit Pshita Le Derbi Elazar Dikraft Dehikri Vasu Dafka Avalik Dishasu Lo. Maybe it was clear to Rabbi that only if she actually brought the animals a carbon is going to be good. But if she just macked the shit before Tashmish said it's not going to be considered a good carbon, it's there, it's Thermabia. Or Dumer, maybe Krivasu Pshitale. Push it when she's macked it before Tashmish, it's going to be good. Vikdishasu Misapkale. But he was in a state of Suffolk if he was macked the shit before Tashmish. Since he was in a Suffolk, therefore he held back from interpreting the Braisa like that. So that's why we have the question, and guess what the answer is? Teku, we don't know. What about the following? The next part of the Braisa, Ba'alev Achakach Nosan, let's say Yisashmuz, and after gave it to Estan and Mutter, then the Estan is going to be Mutter. Ramini. But we have a Braisa which goes against it. Ba'alev Achakach Nosan, La, Filu Mikanat, Shalosh Shadnim, Estan, Usser. Even if it's 3 years later, it's going to be still Usser. What are you going to do now? Amar Nachabi Yitzchak, Amar Chista Lokasha. Had the Amar Hisba'ali Li, Bitlezeh, and Had the Amar La, Hisba'ali Bitle Stam. The one with the Bryce is going to answer it to the Mizbech. It's talking when she says, be with me for this lamb. So then it doesn't matter when he actually gives it over to her. It's hers to the moment that they have Tashmish, and therefore it says the Zona can't be brought. And the other one's saying, but to last time, not this particular one. And therefore, in that case, she doesn't acquire the animal until he gives it to her, even after the fact. Therefore, it's not considered like Esnan, like an exchange, and therefore it can be brought as a Korban on the Mizbech. Frank the Gemara, really? And if he specifies it, like, who cares? If he says, with this tle, she still can't acquire the animal at the time of Tashmish, because she's lacking doing Meshicha. There was no Kenyan that happened over there. And therefore, it shouldn't be considered as not a problem. And for the Gemara, Bezona Ovedes Kochavim, the Lo Kanyan B'Meshicha, we're talking about a Zona, who's a Goita, who doesn't acquire. Rashi says, Ovedes Kochavim, La Bar Meshicha. It's only written by a Yidden. And therefore, the Lekan Meshicha requires just with payment. And therefore, just the Tashmish itself, which is instead of the payment, it brings the animal to her position. And the lamb is going to be hers at the moment of Tashmish. It's going to be a problem. Let's talk about the Jewish one who needs to do Meshicha. We're talking about inner Chatzir at the time of Tashmish. So the Chatzir is Koner without any sort of Meshicha, and therefore it's going to be a problematic, and it can't be run as carbon. If you want to say the lamb is there, the sheep is in a chatzer at the time of the tashmish, how can the Braisa describe the case is he's with her and afterwards gave the payment? Hakanyale, she acquired it from the moment it was put in her chatzer, even before everything went down. Rashi says, Mehashta kodem biyav, hechi karele ba'alev, achkach nasana, how's it called? Balan after giving to her. It says, well, Lotzricha de Shavi ni Allah Apotiki. So he designated as an apotiki. Right? Again, it's something that's designated by the debtor to repay something that's owned. Po apo tehei kai. Right here, it's going to stand. Damala, he said to her, Imai sina lich zuze mikan ved yom ploni mutav. If I'm going to bring you money from now until this particular date, great, that's all I'll pay you with. V'lo, shakle be'es nanich. And if not, take this as the payment. But because it's pledges the apotiki from the time of the tashmish, so the standing of the chatz at the time, it's going to be usher as esnazona. Because it's not revealed to be hers until some time after the tashmish. The Braisa refers to this case in which he was with her and then afterward gave her the payment. Yayoi Mosiv Rav Sheshes, Rashi says, L'Rav Yanai. Bum, 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 bum. What did we say earlier? We said, Ndab, Sav Bizim Abayis. Last Talmud. That Rav Yanai, what did he used to do? They would borrow Shemitah produce from poor people in the seventh year. repay the loan with produce of the eighth year. Rav Yochanan explained that since the Shemitah produce is no longer there at the time of the repayment, then it's not considered an exchange for the Shemitah, and therefore it's going to be mutter to use. It doesn't have like an expiration date and a limit of Shas Beer. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kash on this. Masiv of Sheshes. Omer Adam Lechamaruv Ulapolov. A person can say to his donkey drivers and to his workers. Right, Rashi says, we're talking about over here, over the Chav, they're Goyim, or Ame Arts, or the Amaratzim. L'chul v'yichlu b'dina zeh, go and eat with this dinner, that which I'm going to give, that I'm giving you. Se'ushtu b'dina zeh, go and drink with this dinner that I'm giving you. Ve'eino choshesh, and we don't have to be worried, peep turn, the page, some of them are base, lo mishum shvi'es, v'lo mishum ma'iser, v'lo mishum yayin nesach. I don't have to worry about Shemitah or Maisus or Yai Nesach. Since he doesn't pay for the food and drink himself, he doesn't have to be worried that the workers might buy us or food. I don't have to be worried that like I'm the one causing him to have this type of food, which is problematic. Go and eat, I'm going to pay you back. Go and eat and drink, I'm going to pay you back. We have to be worried about Shvi'as, because of Maisur, Mishum Yai Nesach, because that as well. Because in that case, he's paying for the food and drink himself. He's taking care that the workers don't go to these places, which is usher food. Kum techoys tenanayim. What comes after this? Alma ki kapara. We see that when the employer pays for the Shemitah stuff, demei iser kapara. We're saying he paid with usher money. Even though the dinner is paid after the produce has been eaten, it's considered to be in exchange for the Shemitah stuff, and therefore it takes on the Shemitah Gedusha, and it can't be given to this storekeeper. It says, so you're also the Kisrav Yanni, Ki Kapari, when he pays the produce in the eighth year for the poor people, Demei Yisur Kapari, it would be the same issue over here. So why would he allow him to do that? That we're saying, pay back the poor people in the eighth year stuff when the stuff is no longer there, now you can keep and hold on to it. No, it should be a problem. As Gemara, Tirgum Rav Chista Bechen V'niya Makipo. Rav Chista explains the Brisa is talking about a storekeeper who regularly extends credit to this employer. Rashi says, Shirugila Slavakafa. The mishtabidle, that the property of the employer becomes mishubud by the storekeeper as soon as the workers take the food. It's like an immediate chov that gets transferred to him. Rashi says, "Hai balabayis mishaita de yoyev chen v'niperi v'avikinosa miadleat." It's like giving from hand to hand. They give it to orchela kufay, since it's the normal, the regular way of them to go give credit to him. Kani le diner gabei, the storekeeper acquires the rights to the diner of the employer's property. That's where that's going to be a problem going on. But in the case of Yanai, no such thing, therefore it's fine. Aval chen v'yishen makifo ba would be the case of chen v'yidam makifo mutter. Right? It means it'll be mutter. Iach, if that's true, that adatani tzuva ichlu b'diner zeh, tzuva shtu b'diner zeh, lifu v'lisa b'didah. Why are you saying, why did you give the examples of it saying, so go out and eat with this dinner. Go out and drink with this dinner. Let it argue in that particular thing. It's mutter. Why don't you say that? The ode, and not only that, furthermore, he's not mishabit to the guy, like the boss is not mishabit to the storekeeper. If somebody says to his friend, teen money leploni, give him money to so and so, v'yikanu kol nechsaylach, and let all my properties be acquired by you, and the guy does it, kanu b'dinarv, he's quoting it as arvis. So we see this din of arvis allows one who gave the money to actually acquire the property of his friend. So to the storekeeper, who doesn't regularly give credit to this guy, Seder, doesn't have that relationship and he's trusting him, but his act of giving food to the workers should give him the rights of the employer's property of, you know, of arvus, and because of that, because arvus, therefore, should be that it's a problem. So says the Gemara, new answer. Ela Marava, lo shna makiva, lo shalini makiva, it doesn't make a difference whether or not he gives him credit or not. Afagav de mishabed le, afagav de mishabed le, even though if Yanai is going to become Meshubba to the person, Kevin de Lomiyachad Shibudei, since he did not designate a specific thing to repay it with, like an apotiki, like this is what we're paying back with, Lomitza, the produce, and he eventually paid it to become Aser as Estan of Shemitah, and therefore Yochanan would allow that whatever Yanai did. Frak the Gemara, Elahacha, if it's really true, Amai Choshesh Mishum Shvias, why does the employer have to be worried about a Shemitah? Here, the employer doesn't designate a specific diner which is going to repay the thing. the obligation. Therefore, his payment should not be considered like a exchange of Shemitah stuff that was given to his workers. And for the Gemara, Amira Papa could go and shake them low dinner. No, we're talking about a case where the employer gave the storekeeper a dinar before he sent the workers to him, like on credit. He gave it, but he has already credit there. Because he paid for the Shemitah stuff before, and his payment is considered, you know, estan, like a, you know, exchange of sorts. And as opposed to Rav Yanai, who paid nothing in advance, therefore it can't be compared to the case of the Braisa. Amar Rav Kahana, Risa the Shemitah, the Kabbid Rav Zvidman Ardai, I said Rav Papa's teaching in front of Rav Zvidman Ardai. Amar Lee says to me, if it's true that the employer to these workers, you know, Amaratzim, the guy or Gayim, that he gave the storekeeper a dinar before sending his workers over, at the Tani Tzuve Ichlu Tzuve Shusu Shani Parea, shouldn't have said, I'll pay it back. Tzuve Ichlu Tzuve Shusu Fani Mechashev Lim Boyle. She said, I'll calculate like already what was already paid. Ries Leh, I said to Rosvid, Tini Tzuve Ani Mechashev, no problem, just switch the Lashon to that's what it's saying. Ravashi Amar Kigon Shanata Vadasa Miyad. The Braisa is talking about, right, the Papa explained that the Braisa's case is where the employer gave the storekeeper the dinar before. The Gemara is not giving another way to explain the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about where the employer took the food with his own hands from the storekeeper and gave it to his workers. Okay, so we're not worried about the fact of the later payment, but that the employer, he was acquired this usher food of Shemitah, and he's handing it to him straight up, and nothing is similar to that when it comes to Rav Yanai, therefore you can't compare the two. If it's really true that he's the employer is handing the food to the workers, at the time, suva uchlu suva shasu, should have said, go out and eat, go out and drink. Taluva ichlu, take and eat. Taluva shumi boy. That's what it should have said. Amalei, inichanami, tini, switch the lesson. That's what it's saying. Taluva ichlu, taluva shtu. And now everything is good and dandy. Okay, my friends, we're not done, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.